Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Mr. Plow. Every winter, many of us take it for granted that when we wake up after a big snowfall, the roads will be clear and ready for the morning commute. But who do we have to thank for that? KTOO's Adeline Baxter wanted to find out. She discovered although Juneau doesn't get as much snow as other parts of the state, the amount of work that goes into plowing it is surprising.
It's 4 a.m. at the Department of Transportation's maintenance bay off of Glacier Highway. Snow is falling, and four huge trucks are idling in the parking lot, ready to head out for the early shift. Today, I get to live the dream of every truck-loving little kid. Before this assignment, my only experience with plow driving came courtesy of The Simpsons.
Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
I'm sure the real thing isn't as glamorous as Homer makes it seem. Still, with my snow boots and thermos full of hot chocolate, I may be too excited.
Do you get a lot of people asking if they can go for rides?
No, we don't get a lot of requests.
That's Richard Asplund. He's letting me tag along for his morning shift with DOT's plow team.
Yeah, I have a daughter. No, there's no way I'd bring her out here.
We set off into the early morning darkness. Eakin Drive is almost empty as we fall into a diagonal formation with the other three trucks. Now, each plow picks up the snow left over by the previous one, gradually pushing all of it onto the right shoulder in a flurry of white.
The snow's real light today, so as long as we're not going too fast, we shouldn't blast any mailboxes or garbage cans over. But if it's wet snow and there's a lot of it, it's a real hazard.
People's mailboxes just get blown over sometimes?
Oh, yeah. They just ripped right off. If you forgot and just started driving, you would just rip them all off.
Ahead of us, graders work the intersections clearing berms. Asplund grew up on Prince of Wales Island. He came to Juneau 2 years ago from Petersburg. He got started as an equipment operator in the logging industry, but started working for DOT after the jobs dried up.
So there's really a lot going on at once. In addition to driving and watching where your other trucks are, you're also operating the plow level with this joystick?
Yes, and the belly blade and the sander.
I guess it takes a lot of practice.
It does take some practice. Most of us have been riding equipment for a long time, so that helps.
Asplund says the biggest hazard for drivers comes when regular cars try to pass when they're plowing in formation. The trucks are heavy to begin with, and the extra winter equipment makes stopping quickly impossible.
So now we have this pickup coming up alongside of us again, and it's just more things I have to watch and be careful for. And he's not gaining anything. You know, if he would just stay back, he would be much better off.
For plow drivers like Asplund, the day begins well before 4 a.m. Juneau's plow team works holidays and weekends, depending on the schedule. Asplund said they rarely take vacation or sick days in the winter. They need to be ready to work whenever conditions call for it.
Last year we worked 10-hour days. It just depends on how many people we have and how many shifts we have to cover.
If it was like a 3-day snowstorm, would you just keep cycling through the shifts?
Yeah, people will get called in and on your days off. And about 10 hours is all you want to plow. You're pretty tired after 10 hours.
The rest of the year, Asplund is a foreman on DOT's chip sealing crew. He travels around the southeast fixing roads.
What do you like about this job?
It's always something different. You're always learning something. Do a lot of traveling. Yeah, there's a lot of things I like about it.
After a few hours, Asplund drops me back at the garage and immediately heads back out. He'll continue plowing until noon, when the next shift takes over. Later on, I sat down with Southeast District Superintendent Scott Gray to get the bigger picture on plowing. Just in the Southeast District, weather varies widely depending on where you are. Gray travels frequently to smaller communities where there may only be a small team covering miles of road.
Yeah, Haynes and Skagway will get a lot more than normal than we do. And then, of course, we have Hoonah and Gustavus that are kind of out there, and they get quite a bit of snow too. And then Sitka, we just had our first snow in Sitka on January 9th.
Gray said he also fields complaints from the public, usually related to berms in driveways or occasional mailbox casualties.
I would really like to be able to take people out in a vehicle, you know, mm-hmm. and like you did. And I think it's quite the eye-opener for
It really was.
For people that, but I, of course we can't do that, but anyway.
Liability.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm shoveling the berm in front of my driveway or stuck behind a slow plow truck, I won't feel the urge to shake my fist. Plowing isn't an easy job, and I'm grateful that people like Asplin and Gray are out there making the roads safer for the rest of us.
Mr. Plow! Yay!
For AK, I'm Adeline Baxter.